Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
Art, who plays Chimera.
Hello.
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Codex.
Hello.
I don't know if y'all are intending to be a little creepy, but you pulled it off. All right. Question of the day is, what is your character's favorite musical genre? And why?
Well, it's kind of hard to be trying to bend metal listening to classical. So I'd have to go with metal for bending metal.
No.
Or rock.
No, you listen to the 1812 Overture for...
Yeah, but then you don't hit that often.
Hit it more often than you think.
True. But so high intensity music.
Of whatever variety?
Yeah.
Just so we're talking like EDM kind of things or
anything.
Anything with a driving bass beat.
Yep.
Okay.
So he's into heavy rock.
Oh really?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, like dubstep has a driving beat behind it, which would fit. So it's anything with a strong bass beat. I know people like that. Like two of my friends will only listen to music if it has a bass beat that makes them feel it. Natalie, you got your answer. You want Art to go first?
Art to go first.
Well, he's probably into just whatever happens to be on at the time.
In my head, I had him as a folky.
Partly, yeah.
Like I'm talking like. Ghost, like I'm not one to throw stones. I have been to folk festivals before, like goes to the folk festivals and just hangs.
Or yeah, and I could also see myself as Dan the Bard.
Dan the Bard.
You not listen to Dan the Bard?
No.
He decided to. He's at the Renaissance Festival nearby.
Okay.
And he decided to represent the least represented class of people at the Renaissance Fair. 8 to 12 year olds, boys.
Okay.
So he did all sorts of D&D themed.
Got it.
Music.
That's awesome.
Including my favorite. Have you hugged an owl bear today? Has an owl bear hugged you?
And died.
It's a song about reincarnation.
Fair. But no, I like to imagine, because like at folk festivals that you can, if you bring a guitar or something, you can play along and they'll just jam with you.
Yep.
I imagine him doing that kind of shit.
Oh yeah.
And like making a really comfortable bed of grass to sit on and then just enjoying himself, because no one's expecting anything of him.
No, it's more when they miss the case, the grass just kind of tosses it all in.
I like it, though. All right. Natalie?
I don't know, man. It's hard to answer that question when you yourself don't really like music. Besides whatever, like, catches my ear. Like, that's why I hate this question.
I mean, it could literally be, like, whatever's on the... whatever.
That's what I was thinking.
Whatever's on the radio. Popular
or something that.
She can be into pop music. That's a thing. Yeah. Hey, I love pop music because it's popular for a reason.
Right. I guess that's my answer.
That's totally valid for her being a Valley girl.
Yeah.
Works for me.
All right.
All righty. Who wants to do a recap from last time?
Last time we went to Antarctica to visit another school.
The Academy.
Yep. We met the general, which was a penguin.
What kind of penguin?
Emperor penguin.
He's a beagle penguin.
And we met one of our competitor teams in the clash.
So potential competitor teams, because they may not win because of... what you guys did later.
We fixed her.
And broke her.
No.
No, she's all in all better now.
Yeah, she's better. She's doing better.
Oh, no. She will be better. She is presently absolutely broken.
Yeah.
She is Humpty Dumpty, and they're going to spend the better part of a year putting her ass back together again. Stronger.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good thing we got like a year until the competition.
Hey, do they need to call a gunsmith to put it back together? No? No one took the joke? Okay.
I'm not even going to do that one.
Her power is to turn into weapons. Okay. So they call a gunsmith. That was the joke. Okay. I'm the one who laughed at that. Okay. Moving on. Alrighty. So, they helped deprogram a someone who is essentially a human weapon, and they're going to try and get her mom. There's a chance for them to go raid her mom's house later if they want to.
Nothing will go wrong there.
Yeah, that sounds
the house of a senator.
Yeah, nothing will go wrong there.
Yeah, I have her name and everything, didn't I? Or did I not write it down? Senator Hardy.
Yep.
I gotta write down that it's her mom, not her dad, because I just have Senator Hardy. What month was it? It was end of October, right?
Mid-October.
Mid-October?
No.
We did not have Halloween yet.
I remember.
It was pre-Halloween because you wanted to save Halloween.
Yeah, you wanted to ask us what we were for Halloween, and you messed it up.
And guess what?
Guess what? It's going to happen right now.
No,
it's going to happen next episode because...
Yeah. See? Now he has a question.
No, this is Halloween.
No, it's not.
This episode is Halloween.
And we're in high school, and maybe we don't want to be something for Halloween. But we will.
I was going to say.
Later.
So.
For the next episode, we will.
All right. So, the end of October kind of rolls around. You guys go back. It's, hold on a second. Were you supposed to go somewhere else? Hold on. No. Okay. I was correct. We're good. So, because the next thing is after the winter break, and then it's in January. Because I have that written down on my notes. Okay, so 2 weeks pass, and it's a couple days before Halloween. Is there anything you guys are prepping big for the day of? You know that the academy is throwing a big party. It's going to mix all the classes together. There's going to be cape track and civilian track and secondary track all in one spot. And they're throwing a big party, and the civilian track. There's two of the girls who. Art has befriended are actually headlining it as like the organizers because they convinced the faculty to let it happen, and they actually got approval to use the arena for the party. So, and they're basically told they can use all the bells and whistles there that don't use expensive materials. So they're talking about they're going to do like a maze and some other cool stuff too. And they're both looking for ideas, and also there's going to be a costume contest. Which, by the way, we're going to use disguise checks to see if you guys want to try and win. If you want to do that, to be clear. Yeah, the illusion girl has a super huge advantage in that she has fucking illusions. Okay, so anyone's prepping for Halloween, or how does everyone feel about Halloween?
Halloween's good.
I mean, you're like 16-year-olds. I mean, Halloween is starting to lose its luster, but now it's like almost a college Halloween party, so that's kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. I guess high school Halloween parties are a thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you guys are the upper and underclassmen at the same time because there are no people older or younger than you here? I'm sorry, there are a couple kids who are younger, a couple teenagers who are younger because they got their powers early. But yeah, so... Rob, what preparations are you going through?
Just set up his costume.
And what is your costume going to be?
Frankenstein's monster.
That's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard to go wrong that way.
Yeah, but with a lot more tech kind of putting his own spin onto it.
Okay.
Not more of a physical... cool manifestation like in the original Mary Shelley book of it's just stitched together body parts.
Mm-hmm.
He's also incorporating machines into it.
Got it. Like cyborg almost.
Kind of, yeah.
Like a cyborg Frankenstein?
Yeah.
I dig it. A cyborg Frankenstein.
Maybe even make it steampunk.
A steampunk cyborg Frankenstein. I like it even more. That would be dope as shit. Art?
Audrey!
you're going as a humanoid plant? Just a big old plant.
Eat me. By the way, it's Audrey 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct, it is Audrey 2.
Yes.
Because Audrey was just a plant.
Yes.
Yep.
No, Audrey is
the girl. Woman he's in love with.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Audrey 2 is what he named the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes. Unrequited and all that. Okay, so how? Are you actually going to co-opt a plant to help you with this?
Yes.
I would like you to roll me a
power check.
Some kind of, yeah, I got a little power check to actually pull that off. Roll, give me so, two.
Are you actually going to be Seymour or actually Audrey too? Because Audrey you could too. Be you could be a Seymour and then you because Seymour is the one that created Audrey too.
That's going against the plan.
And I kind of want to go as Seymour then.
Natalie could go gender bent Seymour if you want.
No, I already have a plan.
Yeah, I rolled a three.
All right,
for three. The first one.
So,
add four to it.
It actually matters.
Seven for power check would be
plus six for your stat plus three, so nine. 16?
16.
Yeah, yeah. So you manage to. You don't get a plant as big as you want. Despite your coaxing, as big as you can only get her to be, you can only get the plant who refuses to be called Audrey. Her name is Amber, and she refuses to change it. She's only like 2/3 the size of the original Aubrey 2. But you're like, okay, it's big enough.
Yeah.
That's as good as I can get without hurting her, and you're not going to hurt the plant.
No.
All right, so roll your second check.
17.
Was that with pluses?
No, that's
on the die. So 26 without a.
Yep.
So, and you have convinced her to actually, she can croak out, feed me, and she's not going to try and eat anything, even though she is carnivorous. You realize that you may have to figure out what you're going to do with that. A giant carnivorous plant that now lives with you.
That's fine.
I'm truly curious what is your plan? What is your end game with Audrey 2? With Audrey 2 or Amber?
With Amber?
What is your end game with her?
I figured if there are any extra, you know, little creep beasties that are running around the
not up here. Oh, I guess you could give it to like a frontier village. A frontier town or like a more isolated town that has semi-frequent monsters. They would love to have a plant that would fucking eat monsters.
Yep.
Especially one that can walk around.
By the way, I do have a gift for you for during the contest.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Natalie,
it's called enlarge.
What? That would be perfect. What is your plan? I just imagined you as Jasmine with what's his name?
No.
She's an invisible man.
With Raja? Murphy as Raja?
No, I got it. Okay.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a reference, okay? You said illusions.
You have illusion powers.
My favorite illusion is on the haunted mansion with the hat box ghost. And the illusion is you take the head and then you put it into the box.
Yes.
That's the illusion that we're going to be going for.
Roll power check.
And then I don't know if Rob can see that. So it goes and
roll power check.
Okay. I was like trying to think of something. I was going to be a cat and just turn into a cat. Or be McGonagall and turn into a cat. I don't know. And then I thought, no, I'm going to be the hatbox ghost. Something like that. Damn it. I rolled an 8. 9 + 8. Is
8 plus 8. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Plus one more.
17, 18.
Yeah.
Would you like to lucky that? It's prep. So you have. I'll let you roll. I'll let you use one of your three lucky on it.
I'll give you an inspiration. A bardic inspiration.
My lucky. No,
it's free stuff.
Bardic inspiration is free.
Oh, bardic.
I'm gonna roll bard. Remember
okay.
That.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. What would I roll?
Does that have a D6?
D8.
Yeah.
Fifth level bard.
Plus 4.
So 20.
20?
Yeah, you do.
No, it would be
21. 21. It doesn't matter. 20 was the threshold to make it almost imperceptible.
Mm-hmm.
You get the illusion in front of your face and your head is in the box.
Yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. Typically, you're still viewing out your head.
Yeah.
But
you, no, I know.
And with the cloak and everything. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Q freaks out the first time. Like, your head, it's in the box. The head's in the box. Then he like launches himself at it,
mm-hmm.
And crashes through it. He's like, oh.
It's not real.
It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get to go to the party?
I mean,
I can look like this, and he makes himself an exact clone of Murphy. Murphy's like, oh, fuck, no.
Absolutely not.
No. I'm going to look at Murphy and go, Murphy, you don't have to go.
But I've heard there's going to be sashimi.
Oh, my God.
I talked to the bird down the hall.
Talked or bullied?
Yes.
Talked, okay.
Someone's got a pet parakeet.
So, my personal opinion, I would love for Q to come, but I don't want him to get caught.
I'm trying to think of an alternative costume I could go as that involves a familiar.
Q. Yeah.
Because technically, I do have a familiar.
Yeah.
He's never been brought up, but...
He's mechanical, right?
I technically could also have the homunculus.
I was just
thinking... I actually do have that infusion known.
Do you really?
Yes, but I always keep my other two infusions active. My armor increase and my to hit increase.
I'm just saying for the party, you could have it, though.
Sure, yeah. I will have the homunculus.
You could be Jim from A Treasure Planet with Morph and Ben.
Perfect.
It is.
That is the perfect costume for what you're going for.
Mm-hmm. And then I can bring Q with.
Yeah, because Q will be Morph.
Yeah. Now he has...
That's a Disney deep cut, but that movie's awesome.
Doesn't Q have, like, something, like, purple or...
He's blue skin, but he can change whatever he wants.
Right. I didn't know if... Because you said that it changes every time.
Yeah.
It changes, but it, like when he changes, you could still see something.
There's always a barcode on him somewhere.
Yeah.
Which he thinks is psychosome. Like he thinks he could get rid of it, but he has to figure out how.
Okay.
Because it's psychosomatic. Hmm. And you guys figured that out. Like there's nothing. It's literally just part of his skin at this point. Anyway, so preparation goes by. You know, it comes the day of the party. And you guys roll up on it, and you hear the thumping, don 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 don, you know, music, you know, driving from the arena, and you see kids, teenagers streaming in, so many phones out streaming, and you know they're all linked to they can only send to the internal network. So, oh, by the way, something I did not mention, you guys will have access to, it's a cave space, but it's like a social media just for the school. One of the tech, powered supers put it together, and essentially it's like Facebook or Twitter, but just for the school because you're locked down when you're here. And you would all have received an invite if you wanted to join it or not.
Of course, I'm going to join it.
Yeah,
I'm Mr. Social.
I think worker. I want to say you have like roll percentiles twice, and add your charisma score.
Well, is this a fame? We're setting up our fames now.
No, this is just for him. On this.
23, 75, 97. Plus 22,
119. Yeah. So you have 119 friends of like the, let's say there's 250 people in the whole class. So it might be relevant. It might not, but yeah. You do, but that means.
Can I make a profile for Murphy?
Yes.
And just take pictures of Murphy? What do I roll for that?
You're just like Murphy fan, whatever, whatever.
No, not Murphy fan.
Murphy's Law.
Murphy.
Murphy's Law is good.
Murphy the cat.
Murphy the cat?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just selfies of the cat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could do it.
Now, the reason why I like Murphy's Law is what does your parents do?
Oh, Murphy's Law. I do like Murphy's Law now. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's good. You already have enough inspirations, though.
No, I'm only at 2.
Oh, you can use another one then?
Yeah. Look at him. I'm waiting for the magic words.
You get an inspiration.
Rob, you can have an inspiration.
I did that. I did say it. I said you can get another one, yeah. I didn't phrase. Okay, I didn't phrase it
properly. What do I roll? Yeah,
you were saying that I could get another one, and that is correct.
Roll 2d20s and percentiles. Wait, hold on. It's a cat. Roll two. No, no. Just roll percentiles twice. No, no, no extra bonus though.
Well, add Murphy's charisma.
Yeah. Why not?
No.
Oh, poor Murphy. 38.
Is that twice?
Oh. Oh, 79.
107? No, 117. Is that more than you?
No, I have 119.
Okay. It's within two.
Of course, it's a cat. Yeah. How can you compete with that?
So you can add 117 for your Murphy's Law cave space account. And it may come to play later. It may not. Actually, I now know exactly where it's going to come to play. And then what is there any gimmick to your account, or is it just you, Codex?
No real gimmicks that I can think of yet.
I like to imagine you just offer to fix people's phones and shit, like a tech repair service.
Well, there'd be upgrades, not necessarily fixes. Both.
Tech upgrades a thing.
Yeah.
Roll.
I've already upgraded a coffee machine.
Roll percentiles and add double your intelligence.
I just want to be sure you said 117, right?
Correct.
Okay.
You said percentiles.
Watch him roll more than y'all with this.
It's me we're talking about.
I know. That's why I said that. Are you having a special moment? Percentiles once, then add double your intelligence.
27 plus 40.
So 67. I mean, that's respectable for just being a tech, you know, tech upgrades, you know? And what's your most popular upgrade? I'm curious.
Just faster data processing. So it's near instant reaction.
Gotcha. I like to mention, like, it's the gamers who are like, fix like my PlayStation needs to be upgraded, please. Here you go. And they're stuck on the local network, but so there's enough kids that there's a pretty heavy duty like Cape Clash League and stuff like that.
Yeah, because data storage is already huge as it is.
There's no, even the base level phones have maxed out data storage, like 50 terabytes worth of storage. You're never going to hit your data caps.
Exactly. Unless you just have so many cat photos.
No. Zetabytes worth of data would not even hit them. Because it's all crystal matrix based. Anyway. So, as I said, you guys are kind of walking in, and you notice that it is cave space themed. And as you walk through the door, it shows your number above your head. Like, on a board. And the highest number so far. Let me roll a couple percentiles. Hold on. I'm going to add 25.
This is so weird not having the highest.
You are the highest, but not by a lot. There, before you got in there, there was a 25 to 86. 111? There was a 111 before you showed up. And then they're like, Chris. And there's a lounge for like the people who are in the top 10. And you're kind of led over there, and they're like, your costume is awesome.
Yeah.
Is that plant real? Oh. Audrey. Audrey, too.
Ever go feed me.
Feed me. Dude, somebody find like some chicken nuggets or something. Let's go. And it's one of the organizer girls' boyfriends. Who's super jacked about it. I want to say his name is Dash because that's a jock name to me. And he's got like jet black hair and his power is super speed, but it's only in a straight line. And he did not change his name. His name was Dash to begin with. He happened to get a power that was his name. He now exists in the world. God damn it. I gotta write this shit down. No, you do. He's a civilian. But yeah, jet black hair, like 6 foot tall, and his power is Dash, just like his name. Super speed in a straight line. And then he has to stop fully, turn, and run. It's a spark.
Yep.
No, he is really fast. But he's not going to pull any flash maneuvers because he'll fucking crash and die.
Yep, he's not the Juggernaut either.
Not even in the slightest. No momentum power set, no. So the party is raging pretty well. I think all of the, both Chimera and Mirage are both invited to the High Roller like area where it's the same stuff, but it's like behind a velvet rope. And then at a certain point, someone tips the rope over and no one picks it up, and then people start mangling in. The music. I know it was you. You like plant, just tip that over. Grass, just right.
Yeah.
I assume you just hold the grass to like shove it.
Yeah.
And then people just start mingling in, and it's a pretty good party. And as you're partying, I need everybody to roll me perception and insight.
So two separate rolls?
Correct. And I want perceptions first.
13.
No, one at a time.
Yeah, perception, then insight.
Just roll
13 plus 9. There'll be
enough time in between. And remember, you can use your reaction to use your guidance on one of you three. 14,
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 22 for perception and...
Solid.
I think it's the same thing for investigation, right?
I asked for perception.
He just wants the one for now.
Perception for now.
Don't roll the other.
Oh,
he's yelling at me for that.
Well, if you already rolled it, you can keep it, but I asked you not to.
You said no. He definitely said it.
I said I'm going to need.
He said it, guys.
Not roll.
Yes. So
adding 4 to Natalie.
Okay, so 26. How'd you do?
I rolled a 3 with a plus 4.
I get it. He is doing the butterfly, social butterfly. You're going to have a better shot of the insight, though.
16 total.
The only person with a shot at this was Mirage at this point. Actually, with your plus 4, you would have made it, but if you'd done it, it's yourself.
Yep. I'd rather boost the best.
You're right. There are there's a pair of students who are kind of mingling on the outside. And you notice one of them, like, whenever they touch something, they're leaving something behind.
Oh, no.
That's...
Okay.
And do you go over and investigate? Or?
Yeah.
So...
That's my 14 plus 8.
No, not yet. So you go over and...
Does my 16 notice her go over?
Yeah, you'll notice her moving, yes. Are you doing this visibly or invisibly?
Invisibly.
Okay. You disappear and you walk over. You see that they are leaving behind. It's almost imperceptible because you're immune to illusions. Mm-hmm. You see it.
It's a boom.
It is a little exclamation marks. And you watch as someone sits down on one that you weren't close to, and they immediately stand up. And start spouting off like every secret they've ever had. People are staring at them like, what is wrong with you? And they're like trying to cover their mouth, but like they can't.
Okay. Is it like a sticker or is it like just like an object?
It looks like they've placed like 5 or 6 of them.
Mm-hmm. Are they moving around?
Yeah, they're moving. The exclamation marks are not. But the person is.
So I'm gonna tell my group, like, hey.
And you watch as they leave like the, I think they leave their seventh one, eighth one, and then leave. They're walking out the door.
Okay.
But you notice they left behind a tiny little camera to record everything.
Okay. I was gonna tell them to stop them.
That she gives you within plenty of time. And it's a person. Their costume is that of a window pane. And it's like a holographic, so you could see through it with little cameras. It's a pretty good costume, to be honest.
At this point, I'm going to enlarge Audrey 2.
Okay.
Feed me!
Now block their path.
That's a 15-foot tall,
Okay.
Plant. You have Audrey step in the way?
Yes.
That guy goes, cool plant. And he starts to walk around her.
I have vortex warp, actually. Yeah, right now.
You do not recognize this person at all. You've never interacted with them. You're not friends with them on super on Cave Space or.
I'm gonna have her reach out and grab him.
All right, a roll.
While he's doing this, I am actually sending...
Roll an advantage and at a plus four.
I'm also going to be sending an image of their faces to Bridget.
Got it.
22?
I had a 17. I thought I was doing okay. she full on noms him. He is inside her mouth. He's like, oh my God. And the person who's running around with, who Mirage saw, is like, dude, the plant ate Jeremy. And you'll figure out that his power is he can lay down a punctuation mark, and someone does, if it's an exclamation point, they have to scream out all their secrets. If it's a question mark, they have to answer any question that's asked. And if it's a period, they can't talk.
Well, if it's an ellipse, they just can't talk forever.
I want to say that it's like a slow effect.
So I try to can I take a picture of the exclamation points all over the place?
There's nothing there.
It's an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
You are immune.
Right. So people have to take my word for that was happening.
I mean, the one guy, it looks like the effect lasts for about a minute.
Yeah.
As the one person is like, I gotta go, man. And or it's a girl. She's like, I have to go. And she like just like hides her face. She's dressed up like Belle. Mm-hmm. And she just covers her face and runs away crying. Because
mm-hmm.
she just lets that out, like, stuff you would never say at a party. Like,
mm-hmm.
deep, dark secrets I'm not going to spoil. Like, think things that, like, a teenage girl would not want someone to know, and that's what she says.
Mm-hmm.
She's ruined. Like,
she said she has a crush on Chris.
Yeah, she definitely says that. 100%. That's not uncommon, though. He's used to that. Yeah. No, it's more stuff like, you know, like her first boyfriend and what they did and stuff like things that like you would never like in like she was 13, he was 18, something like.
Whoa, whoa, yeah. Whoa, 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 yeah. Whoa, whoa. Like,
exactly.
Whoa.
Like things you would never admit.
No.
Dude, I went to high school with and there was a freshman who was dating a senior.
Yeah,
they came to school together every day. They left school every day.
Nope.
That's just how she was.
Yeah.
How he was. He was creepy.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think he was a super senior too.
Ew.
No,
he wasn't. That's even grosser.
He was a super senior, but the guy he hung out with was. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, like, but she was a nice girl. Like, I think Chris probably knew her because he socializes more. She was just a nice girl. Her power was the, like, she could produce juice, like fruit juice. Each finger had a different kind of juice, so she had 10 different kinds of juices she could produce. That's her whole power. And her name was Amy Welch.
Of course it was.
Amy Welch.
But I figure that she can turn her juices into like rays. So it was like, yeah, ray beams. So I'm like, Sugar Ray.
Yeah, if she was a convict super, of course, maybe she'd figure that out, but she's not.
Okay. I fixed it. Okay. So backpedaling here, can I get a picture of him putting down those exclamation points?
No, but we could probably talk to Codex about being able to tap into their feed.
Mm. Yep, because they've been recording it.
Oh, there it is. And
that's why I sent the image of their face to Bridget to see if she recognizes them.
Now you realize it is just text, so you're going to have to actually like touch it. You're going to have to actually touch it or send something of yours to interface with it to get into it.
Yep, but I'm just... did Bridget respond to me messaging her?
She says, get the camera if you can. We'll do it. We will take appropriate action.
There we go. All
right, then I will integrate with the camera.
Roll a tech check at disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
There's a reason. Not that I'm telling you at this second, but there's a reason. And if you beat like a 7, if you beat a 16, I'll tell you why.
Is that camera actually a camera?
Can I look at it? Does it change into anything?
No, it's like a GoPro, like kind of deal.
14 plus the guidance of 3.
You disadvantage, right? He's like, son of a bitch.
8 plus 3 plus...
Tech.
Tech. 11. So 22?
Yeah. Wait. 4. Yes. Yeah. What you get is that it has a very unique unique fingerprint. And it tracks back to something you found your mom was researching when you saw her in Riverside City. She is on the task force looking for the transparents. And I have not introduced them yet, but I'm introducing them in book 3. But you guys will get a spoiler for that. The transparents are an organization that is all about capes being open identity. Up to and including first, like real first name, real last name. Anything they do is like public knowledge. They want to know combat records. They want to know everything they do. They're not technically a cowl organization, but their methods are brutal. Things like what this guy just did is child's play. It's things like looking up everything they've done since they were 18 and publishing it on like in a newspaper, and things like people who, you know, kills that have happened in the line of duty or like collateral damage, listing out everyone who's ever died at their hands, even if it was an accident. It's they're not the cape community is absolutely up in arms at their existence. But there's a small subsect of people who think it's not wrong, but not. Some people think it's right. Some people think it's wrong. Well, but then there's, even among capes, there's somewhere like maybe there should be somewhere this is available, but probably not in a public forum. You know, maybe outside the FSA's hands. But that's what they're for. And you know that they're but the people they're recruiting are seriously aggressive, militant even. Things like burning down people's houses to get them to come out. That hasn't happened much, but it's happened once or twice. Not in Riverside City, but in like there's once in Dallas and once in Anchorage. That's right, Anchorage. No one ever talks about Anchorage. But anyway, that is who the transparents are.
Yeah, basically the equivalent of the police's internal affairs, where they're trying to open light.
But the IA doesn't publish their findings. They keep it internal. This is like an expose every time they find something. Every time they slept with somebody, it's super invasive. They're saying if you're going to be a paragon of virtue, you need to be completely open, and that means they get no privacy anymore. So that's what they're for. I've now introduced the transparents.
All right. I will continue to share information with Bridget. Are these actual students?
There is no way they are not.
Because of our previous conversation about moles. This is not verbal.
You're pretty sure the moles are real students. Just yep. They're operating for... These are probably moles for the transparents.
What are we to do with the found moles?
Well, you're to let Bridget know and do your best to prove that it's them. Without directly engaging.
Oh, we're kind of too late to the direct engaging part. We kind of ate one.
Just a little bit.
Also, just a taste. I'm gonna roll. He's gonna roll. What? His power is useless against this being. I got a 14 to try and break out.
Versus a
same roll.
So advantage plus 4.
16.
I'm still in there. Oh my god. I'm dying. Yeah, this plant's eating me. The poison, the acid. You know, there's no acid.
Yeah, she's not a pitcher plant.
Digestive fluids.
Like I said, she's not a pitcher plant. So, all right.
But that's what you get. You go to look for the co-conspirator, and they are gone.
You want to keep an eye on them?
I have my hands busy with one of them. This was your job.
Okay. No, my job was to do the...
Do I see where they went? Did I ever see where... I didn't roll to see where they went.
You are immune to illusions.
If I saw that they were taking care of him, I would have kept my eye on the other one.
This person has is hiding in the illusion of a trash can.
Oh.
It sounds like he needs a big glass of something dumped on his head.
Can I have a lemon shake-up, please?
That was like an extra large fruit punch.
Extra large lemon shake-up. Don't shake it too hard. I want some of that sugar still in there. And then I will be like, oh no! Whoops! Into trash can.
I gotta roll. I have to roll a...
For stickiness.
There's no composure check in this, which is bullshit. In Shadowrun, you have composure. It's like an charisma willpower to not fuck yourself.
Call it straight.
I'm going to call it a wisdom save. Or charisma save.
Well, to maintain his deception. Deception.
Which save? I'm thinking charisma.
All right. Charisma.
I got a 3.
Plus he failed.
3 plus 1 is 4. Oh my god! And he stands up and I'm sorry. She stands up and she is. It's a
drenched,
like dark skinned girl.
There's a lemon on her head.
With like
a lemon and then
dark
ice,
black braids.
Ice in her hair.
Dark black like what are they called? Braids.
Yeah, and but you can still have ice in your hair.
Just coated in ice. She's like, oh my god, what are you doing?
I slipped. I'm sorry. Wait, why are you in a trash can?
There is no trash can. It's gone.
That's suspicious.
Illusion shattered.
You were in a trash can. And now you're not.
And you watched it like fractalize. It was obviously a digital illusion, but you're immune to those too.
Yeah.
Fractalized. She's like, whatever. I'm leaving. God. I'm going to post about this everywhere. Mirage, wrecker of fun.
Am I the wrecker of fun?
According to her, you are, but. And
I get a picture of her face and send it to Bridget.
Does anybody watch as she leaves?
Yes.
Yeah, she makes such a big scene.
Follower count: 6.
5. 4. Oh.
It isn't real time. So it was like when the party started.
But I take a picture for Bridget.
You did.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you send it over and you're like, she has illusion disability, and okay, she's like, good information. All right, I'll get that over to you know who. And we'll see what we can do.
Awesome.
And yeah, so those are two moles for the transparency. Okay, now I need those insight checks, please.
Can I keep my 14 or
you
no?
You can keep your 22.
Okay.
I'm in my element. I'm at a party.
How'd you do?
I rolled another 3.
Jesus.
I mean, you are in the best position to do well at this, too. Would you like to spend an inspiration?
Yeah.
You can't bardic yourself.
Yes, I know. I will spend
it. He's like, I wish I could. I thought eloquence could for social checks. I'm not sure about that.
I don't think so.
Okay.
And yes, I'm not using my guidance this time because I don't use it every time.
And you said?
Insight. It's another social skill. I figured you'd be good at it.
Well, it's wisdom-based.
Yeah, but if he took expertise in it because he used one of his expertises on it, that would be smart as a social character.
So that would be a...
What did you roll? What's your bonus?
I rolled an 11. My bonus is 6.
17.
So 17. Got it.
I roll a 17, and my bonus is a 2. So
19. And then 22 from Natalie.
Yeah.
So we'll go in order of usefulness on this particular roll. Codex.
With a 19.
The 19. The general consensus about what just happened is some dumb kid, like some guy trying to make himself famous or by trying to make people look bad. No one's really bothered by it, except the couple girls who are friends with Amy. Yes, I looked the name up. And they're pissed, obviously. Natalie, with your 22, because you're not really over in the party area, you're going to realize that there's probably a half a dozen people who disappeared after, or not disappeared, who started acting strangely when it became apparent that the person was part of the Transparence, but they melded with the crowd so well, there's no way you could figure out who they were. Art, with your 17 and being in the party, the party mosh, as it were, you are 80% sure that one of the two people serving drinks up there was touching a button on their neck piece, a button on their lapel, and like muttering into it. And mm-hmm. when they saw you looking at them, they blanched for a second before going back to normal. I guess that would have been perception or insight, but it was more of a, like, how'd the vibe go? Mm-hmm. It was pretty much a combined
check. The hell are supervisors or teachers?
The mentors are all here.
Or mentors.
The mentors are all here.
What?
but they're letting you police yourselves because you are...
But if there is a conspiracy happening, they should be involved in the conspiracy.
No, I will reach out to Codex and tell them which one it is and tell them that they have some sort of microphone or something like that if we could trace it down.
I attempt to bug it or at least track it.
Do you send Ben? Your homunculi?
Yeah.
Because that would let you tap in.
Mm-hmm.
Ben walks over. Can I get a drink, please? I need A1 motor oil. And then he reaches across and like taps her on the shoulder. And roll your actual roll Magitech.
16 on the die plus 11 for 27.
Actually, this would be tech, but it's the same plus, right?
Same plus.
I
could guidance trying to get the 31.
What you're going to find is that it connects to a network that is so well encrypted. It's only allowed to send. But it's insane encryption. I'm talking military grade plus.
So I would fair assume another mole I just found.
That's a strong possibility.
I pass this along to the party. Actually, I'm going to pass it to the party and then directly ask Bridget, is this network I'm sensing one of yours / this place's? Or
no, that person is not affiliated with any of with the academy besides being a student.
Yeah, well, they have a very highly encrypted network.
There shouldn't be any external networks available on campus.
Yeah.
And you hear like the sound of a gavel slamming, and that person disappears. And you look up, and they are in a bird cage and are floated away.
Gavelmeister?
Yep.
Yep.
Her power is super unique. It allows her to pass judgment. And do random crazy effects. She was a super effective cape. The problem mm-hmm. is her powers have a really long cooldown. So she's great at taking out one or two enemies and then useless. Not physically strong. It's like really good mental stats, but like there are other high stats at 12. And that's in con. Anyway, you watch as this person just gets floated away.
I recall my homunculus.
Ben's like, oh, they did not have any motor oil. And Q is just giggling, morph on your shoulder, turning into different animals. And everyone's like, that is the coolest costume. You have nailed this costume contest. Just nailed it. And now it is time for the costume contest. And they're like, okay, so here's how it's going to go. I need disguise checks and then one other check to try and amp up your performance.
I'm gonna fail.
Based on your preparations, you'll get bonuses.
Disguise.
It's a toolkit.
What would I roll?
Disguise checks are done with wisdom, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And
wisdom and proficiency if you're proficient. Okay. So I don't. Only person I believe who's proficient is Mirage.
That doesn't seem like a high number, though, Paul. That's only 5.
It's just a tool. It's a
What's
tool
your check. Wisdom?
3.
So it should be 6.
So it should be 6.
Oh. What one did I roll? I don't remember.
And then you're going to add that to whatever the other check you roll is.
Okay.
That's how we're going to shortcut it.
So 18 plus 6 for disguise.
She's rolling very well. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 18. So then we'll do with illusion, right? Can I use what I used before?
No, you got to roll it again.
No, I'm saying, like, is it okay that I use illusion again?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Wow. Killing it. You good, Art?
20. 21
plus you're 22 before.
Yeah.
So she has a total of 43. Okay. Rob, how'd you do?
So my disguise, I rolled a 10 plus guidance plus my wisdom of 2.
Total of
14.
Okay.
And because mine is more of a physical, just a costume, but with the two friends, to bolster my homunculus, I was figuring like a tech check.
Okay, cool. And how'd you do on that?
Well, I rolled a 1, so I erased one of my inspirations.
Fair.
So it's a 16 plus tech.
Yeah.
41.
So 42, 41. Art?
So I rolled a 5.
Also, you roll with advantage because of the party.
All of it. Disguise check?
All of it.
Oh.
And remember, Audrey is large, so he should get...
That's why he gets advantage. That's that's advantage on the initial disguise.
Oh boy. Improved by 1. I rolled a 5 and a 6.
Art, I can't improve your shit rolling.
I'm sorry. I know.
You want inspiration?
Nope.
You know.
You want to give me inspiration?
It really feels like your diet were like, so you know how you were doing really well that 1 week?
Yeah.
And you were in 20s a lot? They're like, I don't feel like it anymore.
Yep. They're all. So 6 plus 4. So 10.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do performance.
Your expertise in that, I'm guessing?
Uh-huh.
I think it'd be persuasion because you can't roll less than a 10.
That's true. I could do persuasion.
I'm just saying. Also, I have to roll your competition.
Yeah, you're right. I can't roll anything other than a 10.
So that's a total of 22, so 32. Despite your best efforts, you are just not, like, the costume contest. You came out and you told the best, like, you told the best story about, like, this is why I did this costume, blah, blah, blah. And people were like, dude, her head is not on her shoulders. And she did it, like, some kung fu shit to prove that it wasn't fake. That was dope.
She pulled some kung fu shit.
Forget that. That would be like the funny shit you did to try and like amp up your costume.
By the way, I'm using Vortex Warp because I remember I can't think of the name. The blob guy?
Morph?
Morph. Couldn't think of Morph.
Because to blip?
Yeah, to just blip him around a bit.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So, in first place. By the way, other competition? I beat you. I got a 35. And then the other person was a 32. So, yeah. That was with plus 5 on both dice. It was just not, it was not a Chris's night. Had a good time.
Oh, I had a great time. It's all about having a good time, not necessarily winning.
Also, Audrey finally spits out that guy on stage. He's pissed. I think that's probably, that's what dragged you down. It was like,
they're like, ew, that's gross.
Yes, exactly. You're laughing the whole time. And
oh my god, he kept a body in there. Ew.
But hey, at least it's still alive.
It is still alive. It is more accurate.
The prize for winning. No, let's go second place first. The prize for second place, which was Codex, because he rolled nutsy.
Not really, a 10 and a 16.
Or just you just rolled shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. The prize for second place is... That sounds shitty, but interesting. There's someone who has like minor enchanting abilities, has provided a comb that will always style your hair perfectly and cut it to the length you want. It's got like a dial on it, like can long, medium, short.
Only on myself, or can it be used on?
No, use on other people. She calls it the perfect hair comb. It cuts, it styles, it does all of it.
Codex, don't use it on Murphy.
He's like, I wouldn't want it anyway.
Chris is like, I wanted that so bad.
We could always trade later.
Yeah. And Natalie, the same like minor enchanter provided the winning, and it is. No, I'm not doing that. It has to be something that's usable by both genders because it was male and female who could have won. Well, guys, I was going to say it was like some kind of lipstick thing, but that doesn't make sense. So instead, let's go with...
money?
No, it's not going to be money. I think it's going to be a pair of shoelaces.
What the fuck?
That
he got a comb! I get shoelaces!
Wait for it.
He's like, fine, you're ungrateful. I don't want to give it to you anyway.
Shoelaces that have two benefits. One, they add 5 to your movement speed.
Okay.
And two, they make you proficient in performance dance.
I get perfect hair. You get actual combat benefits.
It's a minor. It's a minor benefit. But
5 feet is good.
I think it wasn't.
And then what was the second one? Because you kind of...
You're proficient in performance dance.
Okay.
And she calls them the oh,
unlaced laced.
No, it's like the beatboxers, like
Can I just modify my speed right now?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're called she calls them the breakdancers laces. But yeah, people are like, oh my god, can you breakdance for us? And it's performance done with dexterity, because it's breakdancing. Would you like to breakdance to prove that they work or no?
Sure. And what am I rolling?
Roll a d20 plus 8.
19.
Plus 8?
What I rolled. Yeah.
Your
luck came to me, apparently.
I was going to say this. I would give you a bardic inspiration, too, just for giggles.
Yeah, I'd give you the bardic inspiration. Roll your d8.
And add 2 more as well. Add 2 more as well.
Eight.
So a 37.
Oh my god!
You invent like a whole new move, like that has never been before seen. I do that,
like,
scene.
One where the legs are in the air, and like I do that kind of shit.
But and you invent like a whole new move that like I don't even think that's hold on, is that documented? No one has done that before. Oh my god!
And then she finishes off with the worm,
and she like leaps in the air 20 like 10 feet per ship. Whomp!
Oh my gosh! Whomp,
and like. And the person's like, I did not enchant it that hard. That is mostly natural talent. I like to imagine she's like, she came as Raggedy Ann.
Yeah.
With a smock, and her smock's full of like power tools and stuff like that.
Oh my god. How precious.
And yeah, so that's what you get out of that.
It's incredible. That is hilarious.
And so as the night kind of winds down, you guys still have curfew at midnight because it's still a school, and you did it on a celebrated on a Friday, so you guys could have a nice, you know, a nice night, and no one had it. I'm sorry, on a Saturday, because Friday was an assessment, which was nothing major, and you have a really nice day. It's truly, it's like decompression in a bottle. You know what I mean? It's all the stress of like the Clash classes, and the classes have been ramping up in difficulty. They're obviously trying to treat it like it is a high school into college course. Especially you guys are getting like essentially force fed 2 years worth of information, a year's worth of information in a semester, because they're trying to make it so you can do your CAPE work in your junior year. So I mean, you guys are being worked pretty hard. And the night ends, and do you want to? You got a message from Bridget to meet you up at the cafe on top of the dorm.
Does it have the new, espresso machine in there?
Yeah, she has officially claimed that it's like her space. And there's a sign that says "Do not touch unless you are Bridget or have talked to Bridget." And there's like a shitty one next to it, like.
Clarification, we are in 2029?
Yes.
So it's a Saturday, so it is November 3rd now.
Perfect.
Which is a Saturday.
I actually had a calendar printed out for 2029. I shit you not. And then I went to find it one day, and it was gone. So you guys go up and meet Bridget at the coffee shop. She is in this her costume, which she was dressed as a Starbucks employee. And it is impeccable, and you realize it's not a costume. It's probably like a legit Starbucks employee's uniform that she probably used for an undercover at one point. And she says, "So what are you drinking?" And she's like, she's just working behind there.
I just imagine her putting her names wrong. Starbucks.
But why you steal my thunder? Why though?
Because it could be worth an inspiration if you didn't think of it.
It's anti-inspiration for stealing my thunder.
Not on purpose.
I repeat. We'll move on. So, what are you drinking? What's your name?
I'm going to go with tea.
What kind of tea? And she points to this, like, a rack of, like, 15 different kinds of, like, fresh brewed teas you could grab.
Yep.
Do you have a kind of tea of choice? There's, like I said, 15, 20 kinds. Whatever you can think of, they probably have something similar.
I'm going to go with the English breakfast tea.
That is my favorite tea to get for... I drink a lot of English breakfast tea when I worked at the coffee shop. So she says, "Oh, all right. What do you take it with? Do you drink it traditional? Do you drink it with traditional, or do you drink it American?"
American.
She frowns. Okay.
I don't contaminate my tea with milk.
That is the proper way to drink English breakfast tea. It's the best parts of coffee without all the nastiness of it being coffee. Just a dash of milk. You don't have to really make it bad, but...
I don't contaminate it with good tea with milk.
There's a proper way in the way you just did it.
Yes.
Anyway, and she says, what's your name?
Chris. She,
got it.
K-R-I-S.
You get it back. It's K-R-Y-S-S. Here you go. And she puts it on top, and it's in obviously the insulated cup with the extra thing. It's two cups with a thing. She says, "And don't touch it for 2 minutes." I have said this to people, and then they immediately see him pick it up and burn their asses. I'm like, I fucking told you not to touch it, dumb. And looks to Codex. What you drinking?
Decaf coffee.
Do you drink? What do you want? Anything in it?
Black.
Got it. And she, you take, you see, she takes a little bit of salt and sprinkles it, like literally a teeny amount of salt will cut all the bitter out of coffee and make it delicious. If you drink black coffee, you should add a teeny amount of salt to it. And any good coffee shop does it. They just don't tell you they're doing it. That's why, their coffee is so much better than what we have at home. Cause they know what they're fucking doing. What's the name, hon?
Travis.
Oh, no.
Gotcha. It's trapezius. is what you get.
It's a harder word to spell than Travis.
It's literally trapezius. You, darling.
I'll have a dirty chai. And that was a reference to last week's episode with my question. Boom.
I like it. Take your inspiration.
Really? Oh, thanks.
I appreciate a good callback. And also, you complain I don't give you inspiration, so I'm just thinking about it, trying to think of what's a relevant thing. Dirty chai, what's the name, hon? And anything in it?
Just regular dirty chai. And the name is Athena. A-T-H-E-N-A, Athena.
Yeah, you get it back. It says Tina, T-I-N-A.
That sounds about right.
And she holds up a big old mug of something for herself, and she, you know, as you watch, she just like she spins once, and her disguise disappears, and she's back to her normal like suit coat, and she says, "So, good job tonight. I appreciate. By the way, would you like us to rehome Audrey or Amber or would you like us to rehome Aubrey for you?
Yes."
You remember her name is Amber. She only responds to Amber. I figured you'd correct her, but you didn't. We have a couple places we have in mind that she might be beneficial. We're thinking outside the outside of Joker's office. Because she looks like a flower until she's active.
Yep.
I think he'll take good care of her up there.
Okay.
Until, you know, maybe he needs to move on. Then there's a small frontier town we think would, well, not, I guess it wouldn't be frontier town. There's a small town we think she'd do really well. There's a super with powerful plants there. She might get along really well there. Maybe we'll send her there first. We're not sure.
Okay.
But anyway, thank you for the donation.
Yep.
I guess. What is it? She looks at you guys. Is that a donation or is it like a cleanup job we just have to do? Anyway, good job with those transparents. I mean, we found their whole network here. I mean, besides those two, there were four more in the general studies, and one of the people in class B had some ties, but we couldn't draw directly to them. So they're being watched now. Yeah, truly good job, guys. As for the person Gavelmeister sent away, we weren't able to find any kind of network connection to that microphone.
At all.
No, we believe you. Just when they were captured, they must have done something to it.
Gotcha. Do I think I have the ability to undo?
No. Speaking from experience, they basically they sent a network code to drop their IP, and they can't get it back because they're not connected to ZNS. But there's IT mumbo gumbo. You don't need to worry about mumbo jumbo. What the fuck am I talking about? Anyway, but yeah, phenomenal job on that. They're either NHA or Siren. We're not sure. And you guys know the NHA is the normal human army, which is they are anti-power at all. They think that humans are being warped beyond what they should be, and that it's anyone with powers are wrong. They've been around for years, but after the surge, they saw a bit of an uptick because people were like, because now there's a lot more physical manifestations, like, you know, vines for hair or horns or wings, whatever, are much more common than they used to be. And the other option is Siren, who you are all familiar with. Siren, the matriarchal, women first, get rid of all the men, we'll figure it out ourselves group. She has not spoken since she was captured, despite a number of different hypnotic effects we've attempted between us. We attempted asking questions, but she tried to kill herself. So now she's under hypnotism to stop that. But it still isn't allowing us to figure out who she was affiliated with. Which the only people we know who have that kind of training who would not... Well, she could be the CIA as well, but... So it could be the CIA, but we know they have at least one or two moles in the area. But we figured they'd go higher place than some random student. But we could be wrong. But yeah, it's either Siren, CIA, or the NHA. We don't know. And nothing we've tried has worked. And we've got a new expert coming in. They might come in a couple weeks from now, maybe after winter break. But that's all we have. You guys did great. You can take two copper credits.
You said two
copper credits, yeah. Yeah, so we're going to do a bit of a time skip to a very brief Thanksgiving. You guys are allowed to go home. It's no one gets accosted. It's very, very friendly, very happy. And you are all informed that due to restrictions put in place by the government, they're only going to be allowed to send you to one of your families for Christmas, the winter break. And you will have to decide as you're among yourselves.
Why can't we just go by ourselves?
They got to keep the teams together because she has to come with you as well. And though they will be able to fly your parents out to join the one group, but you'll have to pick one place to go.
Well.
So, and as you guys think on that, it's time to end.
All right.
Take care, everybody. Folks.